youth have to take action, active action against climate change. So some of the countries that are going to be more, that are more vulnerable to climate change and the ones that are being more affected, just sign an agreement that they're going to be completely energy, renewable energy by 2050. That's really important, but they're doing it because they're going to be affected. What about all the countries that are not as vulnerable as my country? They need to take action as well. They need to follow their lead, because this is not just about if I'm going to be affected, then I need to act. This is about cooperation. This is about putting yourself in the other person's shoes and know what they're feeling, what they're going through. So my message is, please take action.
Now, you speak of cooperation and collaboration. How is it here collaborating with youth representatives from countries all over the world?
It is an amazing experience. We come all from different organizations from around the world. We come together in a group of youth organizations. We divide into the topics that we are more interested to and just work with them. It is great to have all these visions from around the world, people from all different continents, sometimes in different languages. It is sometimes challenging, it is, but it is
also... I was going to ask you about that. Do you feel like your views are different when it comes to climate change issues, depending on where you're from?
I guess it depends on what the topic is, essentially. But when we're talking about human rights, for example, we all agree that that's important and it should be taken into consideration. And it's something that we've been talking about lately, because in the Article 2, which is about human rights and gender, there are some parties that want to take that out of the agreement. So we're very concerned, and we all, the young people in COP, are taking action.
Do you feel that women here are coming together to discuss gender issues?
Yes, of course. There is a really big group of women just talking about gender. Today, for instance, we had a panel with young women talking about their projects, what the challenges they face, how to change this narrative from being the victims to being agents of change.
So how do you do that?
That's the clue, right? That's a really difficult question to answer. I think you have to take active participation, get involved with your community groups, talk to your government when possible. If there is no such of these spaces, then create one. There's lots of women around that want to have their voices heard and they want to participate as well. So if there's no space, just make it.